Welcome to CoinStack, our podcast and newsletter on Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, DeFi, blockchain, Web 3.0, and the future of money. Let's get started. CoinStack is sponsored by HeartRhythm, the crypto quant fund focused on global and social transformation. For 3 years now, their crypto trading strategies have generated exceptional returns without a single down month by using a combination of algorithmic trading, margin lending, DeFi yield farming, and hedged liquidity pools. HeartRhythm is now hiring to scale up their team, which is currently based in San Francisco, Boulder, and Chicago, but it's a remote-first team, so you can live anywhere. They're hiring smart contract developers, quant engineers, data scientists, and a COO and CFO with hedge fund experience. If you're interested in joining their exceptional team or learning more about their crypto quant fund and social impact focus, visit heartrhythm.com. That's rhythm like algorithm, R-I-T-H-M. Thank you to HeartRhythm for sponsoring this episode of CoinStack.
What's going on, everyone? This is Mike, your favorite DeFi degen. Welcome back to another episode of This Week in Crypto by CoinStack, where we take a macro outlook on the entire cryptocurrency market, blockchain technology, and all the fun things that are happening in this crazy digital world. First one up for top news stories of the week, we got Goldman Sachs makes milestone crypto trade with Galaxy Digital. Goldman Sachs has added to the crypto products it trades as the bank's expansion is the latest signal of a continued institutional adoption of digital assets. Galaxy Digital Holdings facilitated its first over-the-counter crypto transaction with Goldman in the form of a Bitcoin non-deliverable option, or NDO. The firm announced on Monday. The crypto company called it the first OTC crypto transaction by a major U.S. bank. An NDO is an option for which the underlying asset cannot be delivered. Settlement at its maturity is made in cash instead. We are pleased to have executed our first cash-settled cryptocurrency options trade with Galaxy. Max Minton, head of digital assets for Goldman Sachs Asia Pacific Division, said in a statement on Monday, "This is an important development in our digital assets capabilities and for the broader evolution of the asset class." Additional details about the transaction, such as its size, are unclear. A Goldman Sachs spokesperson declined to comment. Ben Mickelman, founder and chief investment officer of IDX Digital Assets, said Goldman Sachs OTC trade with Galaxy is a big milestone that paves the way for more derivative products in the crypto space that institutional investors are used to using. Top story number two, Japanese exchange CoinCheck to list on Nasdaq via SPAC listing. CoinCheck, a Japanese wallet and crypto exchange, has announced its intention to list on the Nasdaq Stock Exchange through a special purpose acquisition with Thunderbridge Capital. The exchange will become a subsidiary of the CoinCheck Group BVCCG with an intention to the SPAC on the Nasdaq by the end of the year, with a pre-money valuation of $1.25 billion, according to a statement. It follows several firms in the fintech and crypto sector attempting to list via SPAC. The company stressed that CCG will remain a subsidiary of Monex Group, which acquired the exchange back in 2018. Top story number three, HSBC to become the first global financial services provider to enter the sandbox. HSBC, one of the world's largest international banking financial services providers, and the sandbox, today announced a new partnership that will open up a host of opportunities for virtual communities across the world to engage with global financial services provider and sports communities in the sandbox metaverse. The groundbreaking partnership between the sandbox and HSBC will see the global financial services provider acquire a plot of land, virtual real estate in the sandbox metaverse, which will be developed to engage and connect with sports, esports, and gaming enthusiasts. The agreement opens the door for other global institutions to continue innovating Web3 as consumer adoption demands more robust experiences in the metaverse through decentralized and gamified offerings. Number four, the U.S. Congress inquires the SEC on crypto-related investigations. Today, Congress of the United States sends an official inquiry letter to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's Chair Gary Gensler. The subject of the inquiry was the SEC's utilization of the Division of Enforcement and the Division of Examination to obtain information on cryptocurrency and blockchain firms. Both the Division of Enforcement and the Division of Examination are authorities that operate under the SEC. In other words, they aid the SEC in its endeavors. This is why it's alarming that the U.S. Senate would feel the need to interfere with tasks the SEC assigns to both of its authorities. Division of Enforcement acts like the police force of the SEC, while Division of Examination's mission is to protect the market integrity and the investors prevent fraud and monitor risk. Congress stated that the Division of Forge was allowed to act beyond the SEC's jurisdiction. However, they also added that the task regarding obtaining information on cryptocurrency and blockchain firms still fell out of the Division of Enforcement scope. Top story number five, last but not least, we have Australia seeks licensing of crypto exchanges via Digital Services Act. Australia is pushing ahead with its plans to regulate digital assets and is seeking industry feedback on measures that focus on custody, DAOs, taxation, licensing, and issues of industry debanking via the Government Digital Service Act. Calling for consolidation of reforms laid out in a final report of a Senate committee last year, Australian Liberal Party Senator Andrew Bragg said the Digital Service Act would provide greater regulatory oversight while dissuading businesses from exploring their options overseas. Top fundraisers and deals. First one up, we got Bored Apes creator Yuga Labs raises $450 million in a round led by A16Z. Yuga Labs, the creator of Bored Ape Yacht Club NFT collection, has reportedly completed a raise of $450 million funding round. The fundraise was reported by The Verge, values the firm at $4 billion. Leading the round was Andreessen Horowitz, which, per earlier reports, has been circling a Yuga Labs fundraise. Other contributors include Animoca Brands, Coinbase, and MoonPay. Financial Times had previously reported that Yuga Labs was raising funds at a multi-billion dollar valuation. The funding comes as the company and its broader NFT ecosystem commences an ambiguous agenda, including the planned creation of game-focused virtual world dubbed Other Side. Last week's standalone cryptocurrency dubbed ApeCoin was also launched. Number two, we have Block Tackle, raises $5 million to develop Solana NFT skateboarding game. Veteran video game developers are pouring into the blockchain space. If recent studio funding announcements are in any indication, and here's another to add to the list. Today, startup Block Tackle announced that it has raised $5 million to develop a Solana-based skateboarding game called SkateX, with a team of experienced developers. The $5 million seed round was led by Play Ventures and Cadenza Ventures. An array of other notable investors also participated, such as Coinbase Ventures, Solana Ventures, leading metaverse investor Animoca Brands, and Twitch co-founder Kevin Lin. Number three, Struct Finance, customizable DeFi products, raises $3.9 million. Struct Finance offers a protocol where on-chain structured products can be composed, customized, and invested in so that they are better suited to different profiles of investors. They've collected a total of $3.9 million from 24 elite investors, including Avalanche's $200 million Blizzard Fund, Antler, Avalanche, Infinity Ventures, Crypto Keychain Capital, and 0x Ventures. Structured products utilize a variety of different interest rate products, options, and other financial instruments to build a variety of investment opportunities. By mixing and matching various financial instruments, structured products can be constructed to have varying risk profiles, market expectations, and asset classes. These products have been on the rise and reached over $7 trillion in TradFi and have been collecting attention in DeFi. Founder of Asymmetry Technologies, Justin Huang, commented on the rapid spread of structured products in DeFi market and said, "With the DeFi market developing, customized structured products will be flourishing. The market will need core products to meet its growing demand." Hive Digital is a leading provider of SEO and PPC services for blockchain, DeFi, Web3, and crypto companies to drive organic and paid traffic. If you want to expand your presence and leads from Google and Facebook, hire Hive Digital today. Head on over to HiveDigital.com. Celo, the mobile-first blockchain that makes financial tools accessible to anyone with a mobile phone number, is a proud sponsor of CoinStack. Connect, transact, and store your crypto assets on the Celo blockchain using only an SMS interface. Celo is fully compatible with Ethereum, so you can run smart contracts built in Solidity. It uses proof-of-stake consensus, has high throughput, and 5-second transaction finality. Celo is now the fourth fastest-growing blockchain in all of DeFi. Learn more about Celo's family of stablecoins by visiting Celo.org. Key stats of the week. Number one, Bloomberg Ethereum DCF model suggests Ethereum is undervalued. This model by Bloomberg analyst Jamie Kautz was inspired by our Ethereum DCF model. Number two, over 2 million ETH has been burned since the EIP 1559 launch, which is honestly in the billions at this point. Number three, the DeFi sector was the best performing with a 8.58% return. Number four, the number of SEC filings show Ethereum institutional interest is at a near all-time high. Number five, TVL on the Terra chain reaches an all-time high of $27 billion. Number six, DoorChain leads with the most TVL gain in the last week with a 42% increase in the last week. Next, we have highlights from the top crypto reports. This week, we are highlighting Stratman Brothers, their crypto intelligence report on Gala Games. Gala Games was founded with one goal in mind, to give power back to the gamers. Our mission is to enable freedom through play. To this end, we've embarked on one of the most ambitious development projects to date, the creation of Gala Games ecosystem. Founded by Eric Schmeier, the co-founder of Zynga and gaming legend, Wright Thirst, one of the first major miners in the cryptocurrency space and holder of multiple patents of blockchain technology, and Michael McCarthy, the creative director behind viral gaming hits such as Farmville 2, Gala Games is here to fundamentally redefine both the gaming and blockchain space. The first game released by Gala Games, Townstar, is a deceptively simple-looking but incredibly deep farming simulation in which users build a farm to compete in weekly competitions. At various places, NFTs can be used in-game to provide bonuses but are not required to play, have fun, or compete. Mirandus, the MMORPG adventure simulator currently under development by Gala Games, is working to completely redefine both the gaming development pipeline and the gameplay model by putting the power in the hands of the players and are giving them ultimate control over the in-game economy. Growth narrative. Gamers and consumers in general have been losing over their content as the internet has become more mainstream and physical media has been slowly phased out. Many gamers have developed models where players can buy cosmetics and other items using in-game currencies that require real-world money. This has added new experiences to players as they can customize their avatars and obtain rare items. These players often spend hundreds of dollars on these in-game items and are easily as a purchase can be purchased, they can be taken away. With a ban from a game admin, players can lose access to everything they have paid for. All the time and money spent on getting these items disappear completely. The gaming company keeps the profits and the players now left with nothing. Players with most purchase items, but they don't own their items as they should. Players buy the privilege of using an item, but are never able to truly own it. Players can buy a cosmetic, but if they have no use of it anymore, they can never sell it to another player and get their money back. This is what Gala Games is changing. Tune in to our newsletter to read the full report. Till next time, guys. Peace.